Today's daf is daf pei vav. We got to the bottom of pei hei amud beis. We got to around 7 lines up the barilu. We're going through different nuschos of the get, what to write, what not to write. So the Gemara says, Ibarilu ba'inan v'dein. That's the nusach of Yehuda had in the Mishnah that says v'dein and this. Do you have to say v'dein? Say Ibarilu. Ba'inan v'dein or lo ba'inan v'dein. So Toshma, the Gemara brings a raya. De askin Rava. Rava made a takana. He fixed in the get in Begita. Eich Planya par Planya, this man, the son of this man, Patar Vesarach Yas Plonisa, is letting her go free, in Tesei, letting his wife go free. The Havas in Tasei Min Kadam Dina, that was, she was a wife beforehand. Miyoma Danan Ulolam, from this day and on, she'll be free. The Ilu Vidain Lokamer, doesn't say with this get, so we see clearly from this Nusach that you don't need the words Vidain. Well, Tamech, according to your reasoning, you're bringing a raya from Rava's Takana. Kula Mikamar, does the entire text appear in this Takana? Apparently many other words are missing that appears in a get. So Kula Mikamar, does he say all the words? No. So Ella Be'inan Hachanami Be'inan. Just like all the other words that he apparently misses from this Takana, he's only pointing out certain fixes. He wasn't writing the entire text of the get. So just like other parts are missing, so too possibly Vidain was missing also in this text, but it's necessary to have Vidain. So there's no raya for the need for Vidain or not.
He just added this phrase, that's all.
Hmm?
He added the phrase, he didn't pick up.
Exactly, he just fixed on, but he didn't write the entire text. Gemara says, Miyoma Dinan. So from this day on, Lapuke Rabbi Yossi Damar Ismanol Shashamoch Yechalav. So you're supposed to write from this day, Me'achshav. Miyoma Dain is like saying Me'achshav, like you saw so many times in the Gemara. So you have to say Me'achshav to exclude the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who does not require Me'achshav. The very writing of the Zman, the date on the top, is Ki'ilu you're writing Me'achshav, and that substitutes Me'achshav. We don't pass in that way, and you have to say Me'achshav or Miyoma Dinan from this day on. Ula Allah means forever, that the get works and she's free forever until she gets married. Why do we have to say that? Lafuke, to exclude the opinion of Midibai Mina Rava Mirav Nachman, that question that Rava had asked Rav Nachman earlier in the Masechta, Damar Hayom Iat Ishti Ulmachar At Ishti. If he says, today you're not my wife, but tomorrow you are my wife, does that work or not? So by saying Li'olam that you're Potter, that you're single forever, that tells us that this certainly does not work. When you give a get, it has to be a situation where she's Potter, she's completely single forever. Now the Gemara moves on to a situation. What about Gufal Shaget Shichur Harei Abaschor and Harei at Latzmech? That was the Mishnah. The Nusach of a get Shichur is freeing an Eved is that you are free or you are independent. So asking Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda made a Takana Bishtar Zvinei Nishtar, where you are buying and selling an Eved. He's not going free. The Avdi, your star is Vini the Avdi, of the Danan, this of Eved, Mutztak is, Rashi explains, Mutztak la'avdo, means Dino Pasuk la'avdus. He's been decided, Mutztak is a decision. He's decided he's continuing to be an Eved. She'ain Shom Ir B'mechir, says Rashi, there's no one protesting the sale. Continuing the Gemara now, Upatir V'atir Min Harure, he's exempt, he's separate from freedom, meaning he is enslaved, he's not freed, he's exempt from freedom, which is again the opposite being he's enslaved. Umin Alula Umin Arura, and there are no people protesting his sale. Arura Malka, and the king's not looking for him. Umal Chasa, he's not going to be taken by the king, and he's no shibudim on him, if you will. Rashim de Inishlo Islu, and no one has any stamp, nobody has any claims on him, he's completely free to be sold as a slave. Umunuka mikol mum uminshchin, he's completely free of any mums, any boils, any other types of damages. De Nafik ad titar chadas, that he is, how do you touch that? Without, Rashi says, ad titar, belashon Parsi shtei shanim. So in Persia, that means 2 years. So what does that mean? Ad titar chadas v'atik. He's been 2 years without any shchin, I guess. He's been clean for the past few years. Okay, so that's a nusach he writes to sell an eved. So Gemara wants to know, my asuse, what's the refuah? If a person were to have shchin, how do you get rid of shchin? A Gittin's full of all the different refuahs, as we've seen. So Amar Bai says, you have to take ginbara. Ginbara, Rashi says, sounds like zangbil, ginger. Umartacha is apparently the leftovers when a person is making silver, so the silver chips or whatever you call them, that you take some of that silver pieces. Ukibrisa, which is gafris, which is that sulfur. Vechald, yeah. And chal de chamra is vinegar, wine vinegar. And mashcha de zeis is olive oil. Vinatpik, what's natpik?
Nefed lavan. Neft lavan, like white.
Some of that spice, no?
No, neft is not what you light. What you light
candles. A wick.
No.
Wool.
Nafta.
That's the English
nafta
of it?
Yeah, the stuff that was supposed to be in the Caribbean.
Yeah, but I never knew what that was, though. Oh. I thought smell. I thought it was a spice.
Some kind of,
he said it wasn't a spice.
It keeps the moths away from wool.
Okay.
It's not
mothballs.
I think so.
I feel bad for Yosef and Tzadik then. But not the Khira, the Shaifale, Begatfa, the Avza, and then you wrap it with some type of goose feathers, and that's the refuah. Okay, fine. New mission. The mission tells us now, Shlosha, Gitim, Psulim. There are three Gitim that are Palstol, V'im Nasas, Havlad, Kasher. But if she gets divorced and then remarries, based on that get, the children from the second marriage will be considered Kasher. So it's only L'chachila Palstol, but B'dievet, we rely on it. Kasav, V'ksav, Yad, though, if the husband writes it in his own handwriting, where we said the pasuk says the chasavla. So we had a big machlok because we saw a couple of times the chasavla. Does the chasavla mean him writing it, that the baal has to do the writing, or is the chasavla referring to that the chasim that's going on the edim signing it? So this mishnah tells us the chasav b'ksav yad, that he writes it like the Torah says the chasavla. He's supposed to write it. Vein alav edim, but there are no edim on it. No one signed on it. Or it's a case of yesh alav edim. There are witnesses who sign it. Vein bozman, but they don't write the time on it or the date. Yesh bozman, there's a date. Ve'ein bo el eidecha, but there's only one as opposed to two eidim. Ve'elu hare'elu shlosha gitim psulim. These are three gitim that are pasul. Ve'im nasas havlad kasher. But if she gets remarried on the grounds of such a get, the second marriage, the children will be considered kasher children. So those are the three types of gitim that are again lechachila pasul b'dievet the kasher. The Gemara is going to go through each of them. So Rabbi Eliezer comes along, Omer, and he says, Afa pi shein alav edim, elishinasla b'fnei edim kasher. So Rabbi Eliezer, l'shitaso, he holds ede misir karsi, that it doesn't depend, you don't need to have edim signing the get, you have to have edim witnessing the handing over of the get. So even though there are no edim at all, let alone one edim, even if there's zero edim signing it, it's still good, so long as it was given in front of two edim. And the govim minichasim shibadim, and also such a star that's given with people witnessing it, then that star is good enough that you could collect from any property, any minichasim mishubadim. She'ein ha'edim chosmen al hashtar get ella mipnei tikkun olam. The only reason why edim write on the get, it helps things better. If you have edim signing on the get, it's much easier to prove that it's a valid get. If the edim are not signed on the get, then you have to go ahead and find where those edim who witnessed it. So just easier because tikkun olam to make life easier. But really, mikra din is enough, according to Rabbi Eliezer, to have the edim witness the mesira, and that's why it's good. The Gemara says v'su leka. So now we're going to go through a little survey throughout Maseches Gittin of various cases of other types of Gittin psulim. So the Mishnah Gemara asks v'su leka. Are these the only three that it's pasul? Isn't there that get yashan that we spoke of, that machlokis beisil beishama, if he writes a get and then they spend they end up being with each other beyichur, so that get now is an old get. We have machlokis beisil beishama, another machlokis how to understand that case. So either way, that's a get that's lichachila pasul. So Gemara says hasam lo teitze hacha teitze. No, there's a difference there by the get yashan. If they were to get married, or if she were to get remarried on this get, Yashan, so we would not make her get divorced from the second marriage. But Hacha, here in this case, we would make her get divorced if she gets remarried.
So all the cases of this Mishnah is that the blood is kasher, but she has to take it.
According to this Mandamar, we're going to see in a second that's a machlokas. But right now, yes. Hanicha lemandamar hachateitze. This makes sense here if you assume that the Mishnah means that even though the Vlad Kasher, we make them get divorced in the second marriage. Ela lemandamar, the opinion that holds hacha lo teitze, that if she gets remarried, she doesn't have to get divorced, she could stay married. Mike lememar. So this ends up being the same as a get yasham, that both cases, lichachila to pasul get, but b'dieved, we say lo teitze, stay married. So how come that get yasham is not on the list here in the Mishnah? So the Gemara explains, Hasam tinase lechachila hacha dieved. By the get yashan, we actually, if she gets divorced in the get yashan, we say, you know what, go get married. In our Mishnah, if she gets divorced in one of these, we say, don't get married now, get another get before getting remarried. So that case, we allow lechachila to get married. Here we say, bidieved, it only works, but not lechachila. So that's why get yashan is not on this list. Okay, Gemara says, I've got another case. V'ha ika get kereach. That get kereach, which was the case, a special get that was written for Kohanim, that they had to fold over and sign and fold over and sign and fold over and sign, because the nature of the Kohanim to get very angry very quickly. So you want them to relax a little bit so they don't give a divorce right away. So we have them fold over and fold over. So let's say one of the folds or more, rather, one of the folds were missing a signature. That was a get kereach. It had a bold spot, if you will. It had a blank spot. It had an empty area where it was not signed. We said that's a get pasul. So the Gemara says, no, hasam havlad mamzer. That case, if they were to get remarried, if she were to get remarried, the children, she'd be considered still an ashes ish, and that child would be a vlad mamzer, as opposed to hacha, as we said in the Mishnah, vlad kasher. So that's why it was not listed. It's a very different type of psul get. So anicha le Rebbe Meir, this all makes sense according to Rebbe Meir. And normally we don't read the parentheses, but we'll read it now. It makes sense too. Damar kol ha-mishana mi-matbeya she-tovu chachamim begitin havlad mamzer. Anytime a person changes something from the nusach, from literally the coinage that the chachamim created, that even though it's only a din d'rabbanim, the children of that get will be considered mamzerim. So that makes sense if you understand that Mishnah to be authored by Rebbe Meir. But Ella, the Rabbanim, what about in the world of the Rabbanim? They don't say the Vlad's mamzer. The Vlad is actually kosher in the case of a get kereach. So why was this not listed on the Mishnah here? It would be very, very parallel to our three gitin psulim here. It should list get kereach as well. So Gemara says, because hasam teitzei hachalot teitzei. That Mishnah by get kereach, we say, you have to get the second marriage, we make her get divorced from the second marriage if the first marriage was based on a get kereach. Here, these three Mishnayos, these three gitin in this Mishnah, is lo teitzei, we don't make her get divorced from the second marriage. So that makes sense. Hanicha only l'man damar hacha lo teitzei. That's only if you assume that this Mishnah is lo teitzei. Ela l'man damar hacha teitzei, ma'ik l'meimer. But if you say that we hold that you have to get divorced from the second wife here, so the second marriage, so then it becomes exactly the same as the get kereach, that both cases we force a divorce on the second marriage. So Gemara says, okay, good question, but Mekusha lo kamari. We're not dealing with Mekusha. All right, it's not on the radar. You're right, it would be very, very consistent and parallel to put here, but that's not on the radar. Why not? I assume because lo shchiach, but do they say why? Does Rashi say why it's not here? We're just not dealing with it. No svar is given? I guess let's see what they say here.
It says, get Mekusha who gets a bilti ragil.
Okay, exactly. Lo shchiach, exactly. Lo shchiach. Gemara says, v'ha yikas shal malchus. We said one of the things that you need to write on the get is malchus. You have to give the name of the government, the kingdom that you find yourselves in. So if it's not there to get puzzle, so why is that not on the list here? Hasam teite hachalot teite. So again, there by the shal malchus, if it's not there, you have to, if she gets remarried, that second marriage, we make them get divorced. Hachalot teite. So here we say you don't have to get divorced from the second marriage. Again, hanich l'man damar hachalot teitzei. That's only if you assume that this Mishnah is we don't make her get divorced from the second marriage. Ela l'man damar teitzei. If we say she has to, ma'ik l'meimer becomes same exact case as the shalom malchus case. So the Gemara says, let's just read the parentheses even though we normally don't. So hasam havlad mamzer havlad kasher. No, there is the vlad's mamzer, here the vlad is kasher. Hanich l'Rabbi Meir, that's only if you assume Rabbi Meir is the author of that Mishnah by Shal Malchus, that they're the Vlad's Mamzer. But Ella, the Rabbanon, in their world, Mike the Meimer, where they hold in every case, such a get would be the Vlad would be Kasher. So what's the difference between Shal Malchus' case and our Mishnah here? So Gemara says, you're right. So Mokim Lak, the Rabbi Meir, must be that we're assuming like Rabbi Meir, V'hasim Vlad Kasher, Hacha Vlad Kasher. Ein Echanami, you're right. But in the world of Rabbanon, it should be, wait a second, how's that answer the question? Let's look at Rashi. Rashi doesn't say much here. So if we're saying that Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir, that's why we say the Vlad's Mamzer. But in the world of Rabbanon, the Rabbanon should be listing this here on the Mishnah as well. And we can't say that Rabbi Meir is the author of this Mishnah because he says here the Vlad's Kasher. How do they explain this? Is there Tosfos? Tosfos does change the Girsa here. So when we say Mokim La Rabbi Meir, are we referring to our Mishnah or are we referring to the Mishnah in Shal Malchus? So that makes sense then. Okay, fine. He's the author of our Mishnah. So although in general he holds kol mishanim mibatbei shechachamim havlad mamzer, this exception he would think is vlad kasher. But that's why there's a difference. Here's vlad kasher, and there initially we thought Rabbi Meir would say even here would be vlad mamzer. We're saying no. He authored our Mishnah, and yet he still said vlad kasher, indicating that our psulim in this Mishnah are not that bad.
The reason we don't say tana veshir is because it says the shalosh. If you want to say shalosh, we could answer.
It's a good question. Three comes to exclude something else.
Right,
I guess so.
If you wouldn't say three, then you could say that he just left out. Right.
It's a good question, yeah, I guess so.
So we're saying it's for Meir, then the get a koreach question that we said in Mekusha lo Kamari. We thought it was okay according to a Meir. It was only in the Rabbanon that we had a problem, that we had to come on to that Mekusha lo Kamari.
But now, so now we can say, why is that not on the list now?
I just wonder why here it's okay, making it only according to a Meir, and there it's not.
I guess we're retracting. We're saying that, no, now we're saying get koreach, Vlad is mamzer, here the Vlad is kosher. That answer holds up for Rav Meir as well.
Right, but before it left
right. Desmond. But no, before we assume that Rav Meir would think here's Vlad Mamzer also, even in this Mishnah. Now we went back on that to say apparently Rav Meir would agree in this case that Vlad would be kosher, because this psul is not as bad as the other ones. The Gemara wants to know now, Minyana de Reish Lamutemai, Minyana de Reseif Lamutemai. The Mishnah said the word three two times. It said Shlosha Gitim Psulim, and then it said in the middle, Hare Elu Shlosha Gitim. So why does it say three two times? So whenever we have a number, it's telling us something else is not on the list. So the minion of the ratio comes to exclude which case? So minyana de ratio lemute hani da amran, all those that we listed that were not on the Mishnah, get kereach and get mekusher and get shel malchus, all those that's not part of the Mishnah here. All those other cases of Vlad's mamzer, this case, these three are the Vlad actually is kasher. So what about the minyana de seifa? Why do we say hare elu shlosha? We repeat the number three a second time. The Mute had the Tana to exclude the following case. Hamevi get Mimidis Hayam, bring us back all the way to the beginning of the Masech, the good memories. The Hamevi get Mimidis Hayam, a person who brings the get from overseas, it's sent to his wife, Nasnallah, and the get Shliach gives it to her. V'lo Amar, he does not say to her what he's supposed to say. He does not say Bafani Nechta, Bafani Nechta. He misses those important words. So Lach is Yotzei Vavlad Mamzer, Divrei Rebbe Meir. The get's completely disqualified, and if she were to get remarried, then the children will be Mamzer, that's Rebbe Meir. Come along, Chachamim Omrim, Ein Havlad Mamzer, not true. It's not possible. It's a good get. Yes, the Shliach forgot to say before Nechta, but that's not going to disqualify the validity of the get. So what are you supposed to do? Ketz Yasis, a very simple solution. Yilena Heimana, take the get back from her. The Shliach should take the get back from her. V'yachsiv Yilena, and give back to her, Bifnei Shaim, in front of two people. And then he should say, V'yomer, Bifnei Nechta, and then he very easily fixed the problem. But it seems that according to Rav Meir, if it was initially given without the Bifnei Nechta, that gets possible forever, and he has to rewrite a get and resend the get. So it's coming to say, we don't hold this way, coming to exclude from that case, meaning what? That case, Rav Meir says the get is the Vlad is mamzer, meaning only in this case. Right, if you look at Rashi in the bottom, two lines up, Rashi says, "Lemute han de Tanya, the hacha Vlad mamzer kray meir." Here, the Vlad is mamzer, like Rabbi Meir says, "Vashminen masnisen de brisa mitar tasa he dafilu ki agavne mashuli Rabbi Meir mamzer." So, what's that saying?
That it has to be kasher afilu le Rabbi Meir.
What do you mean by that?
Meaning that our mission. The case of our Mishnah are the Kule Alma, Kasher Devlad.
Okay.
It's mentioning stuff that there's no machlokas.
And here we're saying that the Vlad is Mamzer, according to Rav Meir. But why was that? So why is that excluded from the first case, though? Why? What makes this unique? I mean, we said the Minyan of the Risha comes to exclude Kereach, it comes to exclude Shal Malchus. Why didn't it say it came to exclude this case as well?
Because those psulim are in the Yetzin, I guess.
That's what you have to say, exactly. This is external. Shlichas. That's why it's a different exclusion. Okay. The Gemara says now the last few lines, the two dots. Kosav b'ksav yadov ein olav edim. The husband writes the get on his own, and there are no edim. So we say l'chachila, we say midirai, so that's a good get. But they said l'chachila, a person shouldn't get married using this get. So Amar Rav, ksav yado shaninu. Rav says that the Mishnah is talking about a case of ksav yado. So what's Rav coming to add in? Ahai, which stage of the Mishnah, which of the three gittin is he saying it's ksav yada of the Baal? Ilema resha, if he's coming to qualify the resha, pshita, ksav yada katanu. The Mishnah itself says that the Baal wrote the get. So he's not coming to add on to the Mishnah, that's what the Mishnah actually says. Ve'ela, Amit Siyasa, is referring to the middle case where it says the situation where it has zman, it has edim, but there is no zman, and he says it's the ksav yada of the Baal, hare yesha lav edim, it has edim. I mean, there's no need for the ksav yada of the husband, it's not needed for anything. The edim are substituting for that need. So if we look at Rashi, Rashi says Ela Mitziyasa, the last Rashi here, Shepsul Mishum Zman, it's lacking Zman, Malik Sav Yada, Malik Sav Sofer, who cares who writes it? Hare Yesh Lo Alav Edim. The need for the husband to write, or the need for the edim to write, is simply validating the get. So if the husband writes, that validates the get. If the edim are signing, that validates the get. You don't need both of them. So if you already have the Edim, there's no need for adding Ksav Yadda as well. The Ksav Yadda is an extra need. So therefore, it can't be referring to the Mitziyasa. So it must therefore be, Rav is coming to add on to El Asefa, where there's a Yesh Bo Zman, Vein Ba'alav Eid Echad. There's a Zman's there, but you don't have both Edim like you need. You only have one Eid. So there he says, if there's one Eid, you can have Dafka, you have the Ksav Yadda V'Eid. Now, if the Baal signs on his own, and then he has another Eid accompanying him, that's when it's a good get in the third case. Aval, if it's a case of Ksav Sofer, V'Eid Lo. If the sofer himself writes it, and he's accompanied by another aide, that won't work. The sofer has no right to sign. He's not allowed to sign as an aide unless he was told directly by the Baal. So this is going to be a little bit confusing the next few lines, guys. We'll try to...
We're talking about the case where there's only one aide?
Yeah, that's the third case of the Mishnah. There's one aide.
And here we need Ksav Yadda?
He's the Ksav Yadda. He's being mitzaref with the aide echad.
Now, why isn't the Kavach Omer? It's just Ksav Yadda without a get is good. Why do you need, yeah. Why would it...
Exactly. Once you have Ksav Yadda, you don't need an aid at all.
Right. So why would be the thing?
So I think the chiddush is that we said above. Really, you're right. On a deraisa level, Ksav Yadda is enough.
Right.
But we said you still need two aidim.
But the first case of the Mishnah is Ksav Yadda.
On a deraisa level, but the chacham required Ksav Yadda plus two aidim.
Right.
So you might think maybe Ksav Yadda and aid echad might be enough on a derabbanan level. Comes to teach you that even then that's not enough, I think, right?
That's Rashi's. You think Tanasi L'Chachila by Ksav Yadda. Kiddush is the opposite direction.
Okay. So even one aid, it's not enough. Even though the Ksav Yadda and one aid, that's still not enough on a L'Chachila basis. On a deraisa level, all you need is Ksav Yadda. You don't even need the Eidim. Or you only need the Eidim, you don't need the Ksav Yadda. So here, even this case is not enough. But if you had the top line of a Ksav Sofer, of aid low, if you have the Ksav Sofer and another aid, that does not work. That's all according to Rav. Comes along Rav's par plukta and Shmuel and says, Amar, afilu ksav sofer ve'ed. He allows even the ksav of the sofer plus an aid actually does work. How does he know? He brings a raya, sharei shaninu. We learned in a Mishnah, not a Mishnah, we learned elsewhere, ksav sofer ve'ed kasher. We have such a concept, I think. Is this a Mishnah later on?
Yes.
It is, okay. So the Mishnah says that if you have a ksav sofer and an aid, it actually does work. So here too, also, it's a ksav sofer does work with an aid. So Rav says, what do you mean? Me dame? Can you compare these two cases? Hasam over there, we say, Tinase lechachila, hacha the evit. There, the Mishnah later on, we say, look at Rashi. Rashi says, this is the, Rashi says, the first narrow line down, v'rav. Rav amar lecha, me dame? Hasam kashu lechachila mashma, the hasam chasam sofer, im ha'ed, sheninu, kidim tarits la Rabbi Yirmiyah. There, it's actually lechachila. So wait a second. Of course, so that would be... So why wouldn't this not work here, then?
Because we're saying... Diavad.
We're saying what?
You can only get married by Diavad here.
Right, so then... So certainly... but if there's a clear rye from later on that a Ksav Sofer does work...
Ksav Sofer 8 is kosher, so he doesn't like Shmuel's saying that our Mishnah is talking about Ksav Sofer 8.
Let's see this for a second here. But Rav can argue in that Mishnah. The Mishnah clearly says Ksav Sofer will work. So he himself above said Ksav Sofer does not work, though.
He's saying Ksav Sofer V'Eid is not the pshat in our Mishnah.
Oh, not the pshat in the Mishnah, but it will still work. That's what he's saying. Okay, I thought he said Ksav Sofer means it wouldn't even work. Ksav Sofer it works, so that's not what we're talking about in the Mishnah, because a Ksav Yadda is actually better. Ksav Yadda, l'chachila, the Sofer signed it with an aid, l'chachila, you're allowed to get married. Our case says only b'dievet, so it can be referring to Ksav Sofer. It must therefore be referring to Ksav of the Baal. So Gemara says, no, Shmuel Lokash is not a problem. I'm okay with one Ksav Sofer being b'dievet and one Ksav Sofer being l'chachila, because ha b'safer de muvak, ha b'safer de lo muvak. Depends if he's an expert as a sofer or not an expert as a sofer. What's the difference? Which case is which? If he's an expert, so then he would only write if he heard from the Baal that he was supposed to be one of the Edim. Remember, I don't want to get involved in the whole Mili Lomems or the Shliach situations. But we saw this concern that some say you shouldn't let a sofer ever sign, because there's a concern that he might be told to sign when he wasn't really supposed to sign. But fine. So since he's a sofer muvak, he's already very, very experienced, he would only sign the get if he was told to sign the get. So then, if it's a sofer muvak, he clearly, by him signing, he was told, it's a good get. But in a situation where it's a safra de lomavak, he's not an expert, and he signs the get, maybe he wasn't told to sign the get. Maybe he's making a big mistake. But then we say, maybe lechachila, you shouldn't trust such a get. But yeah, but if he gets married, divorced based on that, we let them stay married, the Vlad's kasher. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says the same thing. So Amar Le Rabbi Elazar, HaRachel Yishalav Edim. So aren't there Edim on this? What's his question here? So Rashi says, Hare Yesh, Alav Edim, Rabbi Elazar Savar Adam Itziasakai. He understood that Rav's statement was referring to the middle case, and the middle case was where they had two Edim. So what's the need for any Ksav Yada? Once they're two Edim, so Amar Le Asefa, you misunderstood. Rav's statement of Ksav Yada was not qualifying the middle statement, he was qualifying the last statement, the Sefa, the third example of the get puzzle. Okay, Gemara says now, Zimnam, there are certain times that Amar Rav Tete, Uzimnam Amar Rav Lo Tete. Sometimes he advised in our Mishnah that she should get divorced from the second case, and sometimes he advised not to get divorced in the second case. Okay, so when did he, was this arbitrary? So Yesh Labanim, if she had children from the second marriage, so Lo Tete, we don't let them get divorced because then they're going to be motilas in the children. But Ein Labanim, if she has no children from the second marriage, then we say Tete. Then we say you should really get divorced. You shouldn't rely on that first get that was given to you. So Gemara asks Masav Marzucha Vartuvia, V'chulin shehayu behen safek. All cases where there was a safek. So Rashi tells us referring to those good memories from the first mission Yivamos. Those 15 cases of arayos that have persons pater from the tzareisei minachalitza. So for example, let's say Reuven was married to a wife, and he had two wives. And Reuven dies without children. So now Shimon has to do yibum rechalitza. So let's say one of Reuven's wives happens to be an erva to Shimon. So now Shimon can't do yibum chalitza to that erva. So also, he doesn't do yibum chalitza to the tsaras erva either. He's parted from all them. But let's say there's a situation where Reuven, the first brother, was a suffolk marriage or a suffolk divorce to the one who's an erva to Reuven. So if he was divorced to Reuven, Reuven's divorced to that first wife to that erva, and then Reuven dies, so Shimon certainly would do yibum chalitza to that other wife because the erva is out of the picture now. But let's say Reuven is a suffolk whether he's still married or divorced to that first erva. So now Shimon doesn't know. If she's divorced, he's chayv nibum chalitza. If she wasn't divorced, then he's pater nibum chalitza. So that's the situation what the Mishnah is talking about. So the Gemara says again, the chulan shahayu behen safek kedushin or safek gerushin, all 15 women who are listed in that first mission, Yivamos, if there's a safek marriage or safek divorce, hare elu chalitzos v'lo misyabmos. So Shimon, now the brother, he can't do yibum because it's possible that's a tsaras erva. But he maybe has to do chalitza because then maybe she's really zokakta, maybe she was really divorced.
This is in the case where we have a suffix if Reuven had a divorce or not.
Exactly. So we'll get to the case in a second. So now Shimon, after Reuven dies, Shimon doesn't know if he's obligated to do anything to the tzara or not, the tzara's erva.
Because the tzara is not pater once he's divorced.
Exactly.
It's not forever.
Exactly.
Once they get divorced, the tzara is...
So if Reuven divorced the erva, so now the tzara is chayev, zaka. Okay. So he has to release her by yibum or chalitza. But if they wasn't divorced, the initial erva was not divorced, and then tzara's erva is pater. So therefore, misafek, you do a chalitza, Shimon does a chalitza to the tzara's safek erva. So ketat safek kedushin. What's the case of safek kedushin? We saw this already a couple of times. Zarek la kedushin. He throws her the kedushin. Safek karev la. Safek karev lo. Unclear who it's closer to. Zel safek kedushin. What's the case of safek gerushin? Kasav ksav yada. He writes it in his own handwriting. Ve'ein alav edim. There no edim. Yeshel of edim. Ein bozman. Or it's a second case where there are edim, but there's no time. There's no date. Or v'tiyesh bozman. Ve'ein bo el edacha. There's only one edacha. Those were the three mishnah, three gittin in our mishnah. Harei zeh safek gerushin. Okay, so that's what the Bryce is referring to. How does this relate to us? Vi amris lo tete, if we were to assume that she does not have to get divorced from the second marriage, so tsarasa asir livume, so we're saying then there's a concern. So the case of a suffolk, if these cases are suffolk gerushim, and if Rav, if we paskin above, that Rav says, you know what, if you get divorced based on these types of gittin, and you get remarried, stay married, it's okay. That would imply that it's a good get.
Right.
That was a good get. So then the case of the Yibum, we're going to assume that Reuven did divorce that Erva. And then what's going to happen is, Shimon's going to think that there's no Tzara's Erva, that he's Mamish Zokuk to the Tzara. And he's going to go ahead and perform Yibum, but there's a possibility that Yibum's Pater, and it'll be a violation of the Isser, Eishas Ach.
Right.
So the Gemara says, so what do you do? So, Tisyabim, Veimakach Klum, Chashashad Derabanani. Okay, what's the big deal? Let them do Yibum. The whole psul, the whole disqualification of these three gittin was only a psul midirban. It was a chashash ba'alma midiraisa. All the three gittin are good anyways. So really, mikadin, he's allowed to do yibum. So let it happen. Not such a big deal. Fine. Gemara says, Levi amar li olam lo tete. Really, he says, don't get divorced from the second marriage. V'chein amar b'yochanan li olam lo tete. V'chein amar lehu rab yochanan levnei rav chalafta diminhuna. Hachi amar avuch. And this is what your father said, li olam lo tete. So again, a number of different statements. Everyone seems to favor the side. Don't get divorced from the second marriage. The karatzitz, now a very random statement we have here.
This is whether they have kids or not. It's the same thing.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, yeah. Now karatzitz, remember, should I pronounce this word? Kartis or something?
Kart.
Kartis? Okay, kartis. Shibba amir. That's in amir. What do they say amir is? They define wool. It's in wool, yeah. Okay, that's
sheaves.
Sheaves, okay. Okay, if Harry doesn't know, then I don't know either. Okay, so if it's a some type of bug or insect that's found in sheaves, eino poselas b'mechatas. So completely random statement right now. We're getting involved in paraduma just for a few lines, if that's okay. B'mechatas, the water that's used for the paraduma, the special water that's drawn l'kiddush, the law of special halachas. One of the halachas are that you can't use the water that's been used with any malacha, somehow misused or something bad been placed in this. So if you find an insect in this mechatas, it does not disqualify it. My kartis, amar bai, didvasa, dibene kifi. So that's just Aramaic of what we said above.
Zvub gadol.
A large bug.
Agav, like a
grasshopper. Okay, so some type of grasshopper that's found in the sheaves, again, whatever that means, it does not disqualify mechatas. So masiv rav Daniel bar rav katina, kol haofes poslim b'mechatas chutz min ayona mipnei shomotetetz. All birds are going to disqualify if they're found in the mechatas. What disqualifies it, except for the dove, because the dove apparently motetes, it sucks up the water. The concern with other birds, they when they drink the water, they spit out.
They dribble back.
Okay. When they drink, they're not going to get all the water in the mouth. They're going to spit some back. It's going to fall back and forth. So some of the contaminated water from their mouth is going to go back into the mechatas and disqualify it. The yona is a very, very neat eat drinker. So the yona drinks all the water and doesn't spit anything back, doesn't dribble anything back in. So the yona will not disqualify the mechatas. V'misa, if that's the case, nisnechut miyona v'kartis. Kartis also, we said, doesn't disqualify the mechatas. Apparently it also is able to be motets in a very nice, clean way of drinking. So why is it not on the list? So Gemara says, because lo psikale wasn't so clear, it wasn't decisive. The gadola lo pasle, the ketana pasle. Apparently it depends on the size of this type of grasshopper. A larger one is a clean drinker. A larger one will not disqualify the mechatas. A small one will. So since it wasn't so clear, it depends on the size, we did not list it on the brisa, in the brisa. Bad comma. What's the size of it? So up until a kazayas is considered a small one. Above a kazayas is considered a large one. Marna quotes from the Mishnah, Rebbe Lazar Omer Afal Pika, and he says, even though there are no Edom signing on the Shtar, as long as Edom witnessed the giving of the Shtar, the Mesira, that's good, because he holds Edom Mesira Karsi. So Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav Halacha Rebbe Lazar Begidin. We pass like him in the world of Gidin, that's Edom Mesira. So Ki Amar Yisa Kamei De Shmuel, when we said this in front of Shmuel, Amar Af Besharos, not only in Gidin, but also in Sharos. If the Edom are observing the handing over of the Shtar, regular Shtar, that also is what's the decisive Edom. So Rav, Sover B'Sharis Lo, does this seem to indicate that Rav argues? Rav says we only passing like Rebbe Eliezer, Edom Mesir Karsi in the world of Gidin, but not Shtaros? Hakatani, but doesn't the Mishnah clearly say, V'gova M'nichasim M'shubadim? That if a person, Rebbe Lazar says, that if you give a shtar, not a get, a shtar, that shtar has the ability to collect from Mishubadim because the Edom witnessed the giving, and not because there were no Edom who signed it. So clearly Rebbe Lazar holds, both in Gittin and Sharos, Edei Mitzira Karsi. So Rebbe Lazar Tarti Amar, Rav, so you're right, Rebbe Lazar says two things, Gittin and Shtar, but Rav Savar Kivasi Bechada, Upagla Bechada. When Rav decided to paskin, he paskin like Rebbe Lazar with regards to Gittin, that Edom Kisir Karsi, but he argued with him in the world of Sharos. V'chein Amar Rebbe Yaakov, Bar Idi, Amar Rebbe Yishub, and Levi, Halach Rebbe Lazar, but Gittin only, Rebbe Yane Amar Filu, Re'acha Get, Ein Bo. So he holds, no, Rebbe Lazar thinks actually it doesn't even smell like a get. It's meaningless. According to Rebbe Lazar, at least right now in the Gemara, if you give a get, according to Rebbe Lazar, and there are no Edom who sign it, it's worthless. It's not even a reach a get. It doesn't even smell like a get. Gemara says, Rebbe Yanai less like Rebbe Lazar? Rebbe Lazar doesn't hold of Edom Mesir Karsi? Of course he does.
Rebbe Yanai.
Rebbe Yanai does not hold of Rebbe Lazar.
Rabbi Yonah is the one who said Reicha Gedim Bo.
Right, so does Rabbi Yonah not hold of Rabbi Lazar?
Because under Rabbi Lazar, it's definitely a good
get. Certainly. So Gemara says, no, Halchi Kamar. The Rabbanan, Rabbi Yonah is referring to in the world of Rabbanan. Granted, according to Rabbi Elazar, it's a good get. But in the world of Rabbanan, the opposite extreme, Afilu Reicha Get Einbo. It doesn't even have a Reicha Get. If there are no Edim who are signing, it's meaningless. The Chain Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, Amar Rabbi Shlokesh, Halacha Ki Rabbi Elazar Begidin, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Reicha Get Einbo. Same question. Leim Rabbi Yochanan Lesa Rabbi Elazar? Halchi Kamar. Rabbi Yochanan means, no, the Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Elazar, Afilu Reicha Get Einbo. Shalach la Rabbi Abba bar Zavda le Mari bar Mar by me name Rav Huna, the Asher of Huna halacha krav lazer begid to know ain halacha. He wanted to know what's the final pesach. Adahachi and Nach Nafshe Rav Huna. Unfortunately, they couldn't find out the answer. Rav Huna passed away before he responded back. So Amar le Rabba Bray. So his son Rabba said Hachi Amar Abba. My father said Mishmei de Rava in the name of Rava halacha kirebi alazer begid. And that's how he paskin. Rabbi Seinu habekin bedavar halacha. Mishim Rabbeinu Amru Halach Rabbi Elazar. They also said we paskin like Rabbi Elazar begitin. Damar Rav Chama Bar Guria Amar Rav Halach Rabbi Elazar begitin. Okay, this is a nice easy half a daf here. Ikad Amri. Others say the version goes as the Chavreinu Habakin, not our Rabbeinu, but our friend, our contemporaries, our colleagues, the experts. They would say Bedavar Halacha Betamid Rabbeinu Mishim Rabbeinu Amru. They would say Halacha Kerabbi Elazar begitin. So clearly we paskin like Rabbi Elazar begitin.
So according to Rabbi Elazar, you don't need Eidei.
Exactly, don't need it at all. Even B'diavad, it's good.
If a sofer writes it, even without the Baal, and there's Eidei Masira, that's it.
No, if the sofer writes it, no, the sofer needs to be appointed by the Baal.
Right, so if the
right.
So the sofer, and if the Baal writes it for sure.
Yes.
Then it's even less.
As long as it's handed over in front of two Eidim, that's
right,
good.
It's good.
He advises it's good advice to have two Eidim sign it just for Tikkun Olam purposes and to have it. Exactly. So the Amar, let's finish the last two lines before the Mishnah here. The Amar Rav Chis, the Amar Rav Chama Bar Guri, Amar Rav Halacha, Kareb Elazar, Begidin, Vechen Ki Asa Rabin, Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Halacha, Kareb Elazar, Begidin. So I think we have the point that clearly we paskin like Rav Elazar. I don't remember a Gemara that has so many statements so clear about it. We paskin in one way. Usually like Halacha is like Rav Elazar and Zehu. We around 15 different. So I guess they took these things very seriously. Let's begin the next mission. Why not? Get to the bottom line. Gemara says, Mishnah says, Shnayim Sheshalchu Shnei Gittin Shavin. Two people send two Gittin to two different couples, though, but the same exact names. And all the details are the same. V'nisa Arvu, and they get mixed up. There's no way to distinguish between each of them because the same exact words appear in both.
Right, both the husband and the wife are the same.
Exactly. Every single detail was the same. So what do you do? So no same Shleim Lezo, but Shleim Lezo. The husband gives both Gittin to his wife, and the other husband gives both Gittin to his wife. So this way you're going to accomplish a get. The fikach, therefore, avod echem him, if one of the Gittin get lost, haria sheni batel, maybe we have to say the second one's batel, because it's going to get too confusing, you have to rewrite both gets. Chamisha shekosu klal besocha get. Five who write a klal in the get, the klal just being haria muteres lechaldim, they write that general statement. And ish ploni, megayish plonis, uploni plonis, then you write Reuven and Rachel and Shimon and Leah, you write all the list of different couples who are getting divorced, trying to use the same text on top. The Eidim and Melamata and the Eidim are signing below. Kulam Kshem, they're all actually kosher. V'inatin l'cholachas v'achas. Each husband gives his wife that same get. They pass it on, husband to this wife, husband to the next wife, and that's actually able to work. Then the final line of the Mishnah says, Kosev tofes l'cholachas v'achad. So Rashi says, Gemara is going to tell us what tofes means, so we'll have to wait till we get to there. But just to finish the line of the Mishnah here, Ha'edim Milamata and the Eidim sign below each of the tofes. So she'edim nikram imo kasher. Whichever tofes the edim are read with, that they go along right below that tofes, that's the kasher part. All the other tofes that's found there without the edim below it are disqualified. And again, we'll appreciate that more tomorrow, I hope.
But isn't so the bride has to, each time the one gets it, he has to be calling the get, because otherwise, right, he has to own the get, the paper.
It's a good question. I don't know. L'chora, yes. Or, no, do they have to own the get, or they have to just commission the sofer?
We learned that he has to actually, that if it was her, if she owned the paper, remember we learned that it's she owned.
Yeah, I think you're right.
He had to be owned the paper and then give it back.
It's a good point. So maybe he may have to acquire from each other, maybe have shutvis in it.
Right, or something.
Good point. Let's just read these last few lines here. Actually, no, let's just wait. Fine, let's stop here. We'll pick it up tomorrow then. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.